Jim Banks, Scott Fitzgerald proposed to repeal National Educational Association Charter. By Sean Moran on April 14, 2022. Reps. Jim Banks, RN, and Scott Fitzgerald, RY, introduced legislation on Thursday to repeal the National Education Association, NEA, charter. Banks, the Republican Study Committee, RSC, chairman, and Fitzgerald, an RSC member, introduced the National Educational Association Charter Repeal Act, which would end the federal charter granted to the NEA. The RSC has contended that the NEA has abandoned its core mission to elevate the character and advance the interests of the profession of teaching, and to promote the cause of education in the United States. Banks said in a statement on Thursday, "I was happy to partner with Rep. Fitzgerald on this important piece of legislation. There is now no daylight between the NEA's agenda and the radical left's agenda. Worst of all, the NEA strongly supports teaching 5-year-old children about adult sexual behavior. Their mission used to be education, now it's indoctrination and pitting American children against their parents' values. Congress represents all Americans, and this bill will end Congress's tacit support for an organization that now only represents narrow, partisan interests." The National Education Association has strayed far from its original mission. Rather than supporting students, the NEA consistently put the interests of progressive teachers' unions over the learning of students, Fitzgerald explained in a statement. "It is time for Congress to say enough is enough and revoke the NEA's federal charter." The NEA has increasingly supported Democrat initiatives such as nationwide school lockdowns, abortion, critical race theory, CRT, gender ideology in curriculums, and open borders. Congress originally chartered the NEA in 1906, and is the only congressionally chartered labor union. During the 2020 elections, over 95% of NEA staffers gave money to Democrats. The organization also spent over $116.7 million on political activists and lobbying. One board member of the NEA asserted that unvaccinated individuals who claim religious exemptions deserve to die. The Biden administration tightened its masking guidance after the NEA threatened White House officials with harsh criticism. 16 other House Republicans co-sponsored the legislation, including Doug Lamborn, RCO; Rodney Davis, REL; Brian Mast, RFL; Ralph Norman, RSC; Mary Miller, REL; Buddy Carter, RGA; Bob Good, RVA; John Rose, RTN; Jeff Duncan, RSC; Diane Harshbarger, RTN; Greg Stoop, RFL; Kat Kamick, RFL; Mark Green, RTN; Scott Perry, RPA; Dan Bishop, RNC; Andy Harris, RMD. Conservative and pro-life organizations support the legislation, including the American Principles Project, America First Policy Institute, AFPI, Club for Growth, Concern Women for America, Heritage Action for America, Independent Women's Voice, National Right to Work Committee, and Young America's Foundation. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.